MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost forgot. My brain is still not working fully. For those of you who are listening, the international travel has whacked me up pretty good. And, you know, just being honest with people here, just because I talked about this on Friday a little bit, and I've been very open about the anxiety that I suffered. This goes back maybe 13, 14 years ago, and I've been in a great shape mentally for a long time. But, man, I came back from this trip, and I just feel a little disoriented. And then it got better on Saturday, and then it got worse yesterday, and today I'm kind of hanging in there. But I like to share information like this because I've heard from people, even friends of mine who heard me talking about this, and this is not just something that's unique to me. It is something like, even if you Google it and you are someone who deals with some of that and maybe you're on medication, the time clock can really throw you off. And unfortunately, that's been my situation. And what happens is my brain is not working 100%. And some of you would argue it doesn't happen that way anyway. But I do want to focus on what happened. We talked about this at the beginning of the show in Holly Hills last night, and it was just outrageous. I opened my morning. This did not help my anxiety, because I'm getting sent these videos from the neighborhood that I used to live in. Sue lives just a few blocks away. And essentially, you had a group of thugs that were doing, you know, burnouts in the middle of this big intersection at Leona and Holly Hills. And to make it worse, no police showed up. And to make it even worse than that, the race card was pulled by African Americans who were shouting at white people that were coming out of their homes, simply trying to find out what the hell was happening to their neighborhood. Now, State Rep Steve Butts, who's a regular on the roundtable, he's running for state senate, by the way, is with us this afternoon. This is your neighborhood. This basically happened right in front of your house, Steve, didn't it?
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Hi, Sue. So it's no secret, right? I have lived on Holly Hills on and off really since I've been a little kid. This is about two blocks, I'd say, down from our house. So this intersection at Holly Hills and Leona, it does, unfortunately, it lays perfect for this kind of nonsense, high risk skidding or whatever they call it. I call it just doing donuts.
Right.
But, you know, and we do have that from time to time. Sue will tell you, you get in Crotalet Park, but it's two or three knuckleheads and just their cars. What was different about this is like an organized sporting event almost with, I'm going to guess, you know, 100 or more spectators, 50-ish cars blocking the intersection, then with their headlights going into the center so they can videotape, you know, the knuckleheads doing their donuts. Fortunately, no one was hurt. I mean, you know, anybody loses control of their car, it's going to be out of control. And there were no shots fired. So I guess the best I could tell from my neighbors that saw it, only one gun was displayed, which is ridiculous. The level of community engagement last night, I would say from 8:50 till about 11, was intense. And then I did several media interviews right at the intersection. I did go down to the police department to the press conference at 12:30. Last night, I did send at least the best video I had from one of my neighbors to both the chief and the mayor. I heard back from both of them late last night even. So, I mean, some action was being taken, but I know the bottom line. My hunch is, and I could not really get an answer, I wasn't really asking Mitch McCoy questions, but I think people would like to know how many real officers, you know, blue shirt officers that can respond, were on duty in the first district last night. That's a concern. He just doesn't answer that question, and I think it's going to be a shockingly low number. That's one issue. The other one is a supervisor with the mobile reserve unit that does fight this kind of stuff did respond in an unmarked car at about 9:15. So I tried to confirm this timeline with anybody and everybody, and I think Sue would kind of say it went on a good 20 to 25 minutes,
yeah.
But it was over. Not the crowd hadn't dispersed, but the stunt driving was over by about that 9:13, 9:15. Then the supervisor note, he got this group at the Burlington Coat Factory, which is the old Venture parking lot for those of us who've lived there a long time, and they were able to at least spike some of these vehicles, 15 or 20 of them right there. They went from our neighborhood, Sue, right down to that Burlington Coat Factory parking lot, so that's probably right around 9:30. And I just felt like, this is not to ramble too much here, but I'm like, okay, you spiked citywide 50 cars last night. How many cars did you impound or confiscate or address, you know, or
right.
arrest the drivers? The answer to that was one juvenile crashed his car and ran, and then his mom brought him back and he turned himself into the cops later last night. I'm like, so you disabled, quote unquote, 50 vehicles. And the only one we got was some
that doesn't
under
make sense.
No,
crashed his car. I'm just like, so these spikes, I mean, yeah, I'm glad you're popping their tires, but we got to shred their tires because the way I understand it, the spike, it's like getting a nail in your tire, a big nail, but you can still go up to 10 miles at a high rate of speed with that in your tire.
Yeah, that's not going to prevent this from happening again. You've got to shut this stuff down. The fact that they came there shows, don't you agree, Steve, that they know that nothing will happen so they can plan it and get away with it and be safe.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt. It was planned. There's no way. Like I said, we'll always get guys doing donuts, but they don't have a crowd of 100 people cheering them on.
Right.
I mean, this...
Well, okay, well, let's talk about it, because they're saying the police, they're harassing some of the white neighbors in racial fashions. Let's face it, I said this before, if the reverse were true, there would be people arrested for hate crimes at this point. That was even, as a side note, atrocious. It was bad enough what happened in the intersection, but then up and down the street, you have neighbors that are coming out trying to figure out what the hell's going on, calling the police, and they're being harassed by people.
Yeah, one of them on the one video that I sent you, Marcus, one of my real, real good friends, and he's like, yeah, they're just giving us some attitude, and I just backed off, and, you know, thankfully, it did not escalate. You're right. That did happen, but it did not escalate. So I truly am thankful for that, because you could have seen that this could have become
been worse.
With multiple people shot and cars crashing and just crazy stuff. But to Sue's point, I just think we've got to have more hope that the police are going to be able to crack down on this using technology and just numbers. There needs, because one or two cops showing up last night would not have solved.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have even helped.
No,
it might have hurt, actually.
You're right, Steve, because they come in such numbers and they do it on purpose so that you will be outnumbered, that they can block the streets, that they can walk around smoking whatever it is they're smoking around the neighbors and doing all this, and traffic can't get through. And it's a numbers game, and they know they can get away with it because there's not enough cops to come down on them.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's true. At least they did, you know, because they regather, right? It's not just at Holly Hills and Leona last night. It was at three locations that I know of. And at least they were able to interject a little bit. But I think the media, Mark, and I'm going to keep pressing this too, I think people need to know. So how many officers did you really have? Mm-hmm. And Mitch McCoy's like, well, we just don't like to tell our personnel numbers because it helps the other guys plan what they want to do. And I'm like, no, I think they're planning away.
Mitch McCoy is the flack for the police department, right? He is not the chief. And you said that you sent a message to the chief. Why the hell has the chief himself and the new mayor herself not addressed this issue today? I'm very disappointed in that.
Yeah, you know, here's my hunch. I mean, it was a big story because it happened in Holly Hills. And people should have been outraged if this happened in any neighborhood. I think the fact that there was no property damage to speak of, except if you look at the street right now.
Right.
That's definitely vandalized. But there was no real injuries, no property damage, which is, to me, a miracle that no cars were hit, and no shots fired. I think that kind of tempers the story a bit.
Maybe.
Now, maybe that's just good luck, but I do think that's the reason why. Also, last night, Mark, I mean, and to me, every one of these is serious, right? There was another murder last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, some woman was shot multiple times. So I'm like, you know, there's that too. So,
well, there is that, but there's also this. You know, I didn't talk about this on Friday and I had missed this story, but there was a story, and I don't know if it was covered in our local paper. They're not even covering this one. I think it was KSDK, about car break-ins right down at the stadium. And sometimes people treat that as, oh, you know what? We live in a city. That's going to happen. Multiple cars right by the ballpark. They don't have enough cops patrolling that. We've made it clear very often this afternoon. I'm not blaming the guys on the beat because they're trying to do their job. They want to do their job, but they're not able to do their job.
They're understaffed.
Right?
Yeah, part of that, and I mean, it's just one of the reasons, Mark, and I know it was a controversial vote, and I'm, you know, it's a bitter pill for me as a city resident to swallow that we've got to go back to a board of police commissioners appointed by the governor but approved by the Senate. It was a bitter pill for me to swallow, but I'm like, we just have to do it. It's not working what we're doing now. So, I hope it's one step. It's not the step, but it is one step in the right direction. Increasing pay, and that's on the Board of Aldermen. I had a good discussion with the alderwoman from the First Ward, Ann Schweitzer, this morning, and said, well, we've raised pay. And I said, it's not enough.
No.
It's not enough. I'm just like, and I don't want to throw anybody's salary under the bus, but I'm like, y'all picked $75,000 as the starting wage for the alderman. Well,
yeah.
Connect the dots.
Exactly.
That means the starting pay for a cop has to be worth more than $75,000.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you
kidding
me?
Just doing the simple math.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, that's a great point. Well, keep on them. I appreciate you chiming in here this afternoon. Before I let you go, anything you want to highlight? Because you're in the last week of this legislative session, right?
Yeah, we are. That's why it's noisy here. I'm out in the rotunda. So, you know, we approved most of the budget by last Friday. It wasn't too contentious. And right now things are pretty peaceful. So we're going to see if this comes in landing. I really, really hope there's a bill that Steve Roberts has been carrying that's super important for downtown St. Louis. It's the state kicking in $50 million in tax credits on that AT&T and Millennium Hotel. Hotel rehab, and it is a piece of the puzzle, and the state can play a piece. So I hope that doesn't get jammed up with other stuff.
I'm not as big a fan as that as you might be. We can talk about it on the roundtable sometime. But thank you, Steve.
I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Steve.
I'll just leave that there because I have my thoughts on that. But you know who was awesome on this? And I kind of joked earlier, as you remember, Jane was here in the monologue, and man, she was on fire.
On
this. And she will be featured in Audio Cut of the Day. And the joke that I said is, look, usually I'm trying to get her not to talk so much, but you know, she represents the cops.
Yep.
I think she had the same reaction that certainly I had. I mean, we don't live in this area like you. I used to, but I was so pissed off about this morning.
Yeah.
Just watching what happened, watching how people were being treated, knowing that if that treatment were hurled in the other direction, we'd have, you know, race riots right now in St. Louis. But now, you know, it's just a bunch of white people that live in Holly Hills. Not a big deal. Don't worry about this. Very disappointed Kara Spencer hasn't said anything about this today. Old mayor, same as the new mayor? I hope not.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.